My guest today, Blair London, joins us from Minnesota. She has written several books for many years. And what I want to understand, let me just read a paragraph or at least a phrase. Americans were outraged last week when there were reports that members of the Zeta Beta Tau fraternity from the University of Florida spat on and disrespected veterans. The university moved quickly to suspend those suspected of that action. Blair, did that ever happen?
Well, I think that does happen, and that's because these people, they don't have an idea. They're more angry with, that these soldiers had to go to war to begin with, or be on the battlefront, whenever this happens, it's, they're not attacking the right source, so to speak.
Yeah. So the point that you're making, or you want to make, as I understand it, is that the soldier, be it airman or be it Navy, Air Force, Marine, the serviceman becomes the symbol of the things that Americans don't like about going to war. Is that kind of, are we getting close to where
yeah.
you're? Okay.
Right.
Okay. As I mentioned to you, as a Vietnam vet, coming home was probably almost as difficult as going to Vietnam. We were so, I'm going to use the term despised, but I will use the term there was a lack of respect, a lack of appreciation of our service. I remember coming back and taking my uniform off when I got to my home city of Detroit because there was so little regard for me as a serviceman. So what prompted you? What drove you, or what? Why did you decide to write on this subject? Why did you decide to write this book?
Well, it's based on the lives of three different men that I know that I knew on a more intimate level, and others that I've heard about that were affected mostly by the Vietnam War. And like you said, a lot of them they not only didn't receive the help that they needed when they came home, but a lot of people were beginning to think that this war is just foolish. We shouldn't be there in the first place, we just need to pull out.
Mm-hmm.
And so again, the soldier becomes the symbol of what, this represents.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Well, the question I was going to ask, do you think this was because of the result, the end result? I mean, we just left. We up and left Vietnam. We didn't win the war. I'm not sure it's safe to say we lost it, but we certainly lost face. Do you think that's why Americans responded the way they did? What did your subjects tell you?
Well, I don't think it's because they lost face. I think it's because it got drawn out so long, and more people had to go over there, and more people were getting killed, and there were too many people right around us that were getting killed. I remember having a girlfriend at the time that. And this probably ages me, but having a girlfriend at the time who was a little older than me, but she had a boyfriend who went into the war, into the Vietnam War, and he was killed just the week before he was to come back home, and they had been planning on getting married after he got home.
Oh.
And so that was quite a sad situation.
Well, I don't think... Go ahead.
Well, then you see a lot of the, later, and one of the reasons I wrote this book is because I said there were different people that I've known, and I know that a lot of these vets have fears of different kinds, loud noises, large groups of people, they can't handle those types of situations. I remember one guy, he would...
Hold that story.
Just table or something.
We're talking with Blair London, author of the book, Jobs for Angels. When we come back, we'll listen to her explain again why she's written the book and whether she thinks it's possible that it can happen again with our returning veterans. This is Home and Family Finance. I'm your host, Paul Berry. The fact is, thousands of our sons and daughters, maybe husbands, girlfriends, wives, friends, are coming home from various parts of the world where they have put their lives on the line to protect us. They're coming back, and hopefully they're coming back to situations where they can resume their civilian lives and be proud of what they did during their military time. But as my my guest today, author Blair London, points out in a book that she wrote, it's fiction, Jobs for Angels, she points out that vets are being mistreated or could be mistreated. And much of what she's written is based on the experience that she had with some of those coming out of Vietnam. So Blair, I guess the question is, there are different places that our soldiers are coming back from, and we may not be able to look at one place and say, oh, we were victorious. Do you think it's likely that this could happen again for soldiers returning home today?
Oh, I think it could happen again. And I don't think that they receive, you know, the help that they need. And physically, I think, you know, they receive help, but emotionally and mentally they don't. And depending upon, you know, how much bloodshed they've seen and stuff, you know, it affects them.
Yeah.
And loud noises affect them. I know somebody who was afraid every time he'd see, you know, a plane overhead, or every time he'd hear a loud noise, he'd jump under a table.
Wow.
And I actually write about this in the book, where Taylor dates this Jean who, during their courtship, she discovered that he would occasionally sit crouched in the corner as if he was afraid that somebody would get him. And in Jobs for Angels, Veterans Nightmare Realities, Taylor also had dated another war vet who would occasionally hide under a table or in a corner when he'd hear some unusual sound outside, as he was sure they were coming to get him. So, you know, this happens a couple times in the book, and I remember, you know, seeing guys like this that had come back from Vietnam.
Is it your position that, are you trying to suggest in the book that these soldiers, whether they be, again, what branch they may serve is of no importance, but that they are not getting the adequate health care that they need even now? Or is that an assumption, or is that the truth?
Well, I don't think that they are getting the right care that they need. I mean, again, physically, you know, physical health, yeah, you know, because you see that all the time. You know, soldiers without a limb or something, and they're getting the right prosthetic and stuff. So they're getting the physical help that they need, but they're not getting the mental, emotional help that they need to go along with that. And then there's others that don't have physical injuries that need, you know, this mental, emotional help.
Let me ask you, from the research that you've done, and we're talking, by the way, with author Blair London, her book is Jobs for Angels. How big of a problem is this?
No, I think it's a huge problem, and I think that there is a lot of times that some effects of the war happen later. I just heard a woman tell me that her husband, all of a sudden, you know, he was a war vet. He worked in HR for a long time, and now he's suddenly afraid of being with people.
Wow, jeepers, that's That is scary. And, you know, let me thank you for writing the book. There was no such book like this when I came home from Vietnam. There is a book now out there written by Blair London. It's called Jobs for Angels. When we come back, we'll ask Blair to tell us exactly what she hopes to accomplish. And then she'll tell you how you can get the book if you're interested. Okay, this is Home and Family Finance. You're listening to Paul Berry here on Radio America. My guest, Blair London, took particular issue with the way Vietnam vets coming home were treated, and she wrote a book. It's a book of fiction. We admit that. It's called Jobs for Angels. But she's taking a look at the possibility of it happening again, that our returning veterans being treated worse than those who returned from Desert Storm. Or as she says, there are, from her point of view, you believe there are isolated incidents of this happening even now, which are not fiction but real. Is that right, Blair?
Correct.
Well, as I asked you before, the size of the problem, and you say it's huge, you think it's really big, and I guess you think it's going to grow here. So what do you hope to accomplish? What's the purpose? What's your message, the takeaway from this book?
Well, what I hope to accomplish by writing about these war vets is that my book, Jobs for Angels, will help people become more aware of these men who have served our country and are damaged and need help.
Well,
you know, it seems like there's too many people when they're broken, they walk away because they don't realize the whole, you know, what all is involved and how intense it is. And some of these vets act out in their dreams, which again, in the book, Jobs for Angels, Ashley falls in love with Trevor, has crazy dreams, and he often dreams of the enemy and tries fighting back. And he ends up acting out in his dreams, thinking she's the enemy, and he's on the battlefront, and he eventually kills his angel.
Wow. Keepers, that's pretty heavy stuff, Blair. It's interesting, you know, when we think about the number of veterans that are coming home, that they're not greeted and treated with respect, or even able to get their. And I know one of the things you talk about in this was getting their jobs, returning to their jobs. One of the conditions that you create in the book is that when they come back, they're unable to get their jobs. But that's a terrible feeling after you've been over there to serve your country, that you can't come back and pick up your life where you left it.
Right, right. And, you know, they suffer from this post-traumatic stress disorder, and, you know, that's a hot topic today and war vets. But anybody else in a situation where they have post-traumatic stress disorder from other things, you know, they're given, you know, special dispensation on their job. They're giving consideration. They're giving the help that they need. And yet these soldiers went to fight for our country, to defend our country, and yet they're not given the help that they need.
Yeah, yeah. Pretty bad stuff. Okay, where can your book be found, Blair? Again, give us a title and where it can be found.
Okay, Jobs for Angels, Veterans Nightmare Realities is available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and as well as several other books that I have written. And it's also, for those who don't like to read but would prefer to listen to the book, it's available in audio format, too, on Amazon.
Okay. That's a great point, too, that you can get the book and you can listen to it as well. So, Blair, thank you so much. Blair Donner, for joining us. Thank you for writing the book. Thank you for taking time to be with us. Jobs for Angels is the name of this book, and it's available to you. When we come back, we're going to be talking about how much money you're leaving on the table because you're not using the correct cards or getting the benefits. I'm talking $4 billion with a B, folks. This is Home and Family Finance. I'm Paul Berry.